This is Robert Kurtz, Editor-in-Chief of Becker's ASC Review. Today I am joined by Joseph Zaza, Managing and Founding Partner of ASD Management, an operator, manager, and developer of ambulatory surgery centers. I'll be asking Mr. Zaza 5 questions pertaining to the topic of preparing ASCs for changing healthcare markets. Joe, thank you for taking the time to speak with me today.
Well, thank you, Rob, for having me.
My first question is, in what ways are healthcare markets transforming that will necessitate ASCs undergoing significant changes?
Well, we're seeing a lot of consolidation in the industry, and we're seeing less development of new surgery centers for sure. And alignment seems to be the overall theme or thematic element of where we are in today's healthcare market. People are working together. Seeing more hospitals and physicians working together. And as we see hospitals acquiring physician practices, the surgery centers are, in many times, are going along with that, and we're seeing, you know, increased activity with the hospital-physician joint ventures.
How will an ASC's owners know their center needs significant improvement?
Well, you got to go back to the history of the industry a little bit to answer that question. And specifically, the first surgery center was started in 1970, and I would call the 70s the initial kind of genesis phase of centers. And you saw centers pop up, but they were kind of an anomaly. And then the 80s and 90s, we saw the Medicare acknowledged surgery centers, and we saw surgery centers show growth. And the companies started coming around in the 80s. In the 90s, the centers became more sophisticated. And then around the 2000, we saw this mass of consolidation of surgery centers and then being sold to companies. And now what we have is that we have kind of we're in this market where we see people trying to work together again. So the industry has gone through distinct phases. Now, in the 80s and 90s in particular, centers could run and make a lot of money, particularly if they were out of network, and they would get paid a fairly good amount out of network, so that the operations perhaps lagged a little bit the economic gains. As we've seen margin pressure, we've seen payers counteract the out-of-network strategies, and we've seen workers' comp reform, such as in California and a few other states. The operations have become even more pronounced and from the standpoint of their importance and how effective and how efficient centers run. So, for example, we see centers that were making a lot of money, you know, a few years ago, and then now they're stumbling a little bit, and they don't know why. Well, the way you do it, to answer your question now, is to really look at national benchmarks and say, how does my center compare to national benchmarks? And that should give you an idea, because there's a lot of facilities that, you know, everybody thinks, well, it's making money, so it must be doing well, but it's really not run as effectively and efficiently. And there's certain benchmarks that are more important than others, of course, but those are the things you would look for to say, hey, does my center need improvement?
Can you speak to the types of changes that will be necessary for ASCs to remain competitive in these changed markets?
Well, there's macro and there's micro changes. The micro changes are, you know, how effectively and efficiently does your center run, and can that objectively be measured? It's not, well, you know, we're collecting a lot of money and, you know, this girl has been with me for 15 years in the business office. It's, do you have objective measurements that show how the center runs as compared to its peers? The macro would be, where am I in this market? Do I need to align myself in this market? What's going to happen with things like ACOs or physicians being bought up? And what's the best way to position my center going forward?
Can you describe one example, provide a case study, if you will, of how such changes have been implemented at a center that you know of, which brought about some of these significant improvements?
Well, we have a center in the Midwest, and this facility was doing very well it lost its orthopedic group who decided to start their own surgery center. We were brought in to look at the operations, and the center now is making four times as much as it was when the orthopedic guys were there. So it's just been an amazing operational turnaround, and that was a pure operations thing. They're already aligned with the hospital. It's a physician-hospital joint venture, but we had to go through every element of the center, and the centers have really, there's three critical areas. There's risk management and compliance, there's the clinical side, and there's the business office side, and all three of those are important. You can't say one's higher than the other than the fact that, you know, it needs to be a safe place to have surgery, and clinical outcomes need to be of paramount importance. But so basically you have clinical, business office, and risk management. And we went through every element of that center and basically redid that center in order to be able to effectively come up with a way to see that center operate in the most efficient manner. And the results have been extraordinary. I mean, just dramatic results. And it was done with operational improvements, not necessarily with other physicians coming in. As the center has done better, we've had, obviously, it's attracted other physicians to come in. But the key was going through that center and working through all the operational elements of that center to make sure that it was operating effectively and efficiently.
Thank you. Final question for you is, and speaking kind of on the converse side of things, can you finish this sentence? ASCs that are not well prepared for the future will have...
Well, I'm going to go back to the micro-macro thing. Mm-hmm. Every surgery center must look at itself and benchmark itself against its peers. And the information is out there. It's not hard to get. And many times it's free. And that center needs to look at itself, and if it's off of its reasonable benchmarks, then it suggests that it may have an operational problem. Now, you don't run surgery centers off of spreadsheets, but they sure do tell you where to look. So every surgery center should look at those elements and figure out how and why it operates the way it operates and look for improvements. And if that means bringing in people from outside to look at it, you know, in getting an objective third-party view, then that's a good thing. If it can be done internally, fine. It then needs to really focus on, because healthcare is a local business, that's why sweeping health reforms and all this kind of stuff usually gets such pushback, is that really healthcare is a local business. And what I mean by that is that in every market has its own micro markets, and you have physicians and people who won't go across the river kind of thing. So you've got to understand your market. You've got to see, does it make sense to align with somebody? And if it does, how do we best accomplish that and do that? Physician-hospital joint ventures, if that's one of the routes to go, have been around forever. There's very effective ways to put these things together that make physicians happy and hospitals happy. So I would really focus on cleaning your own house first, and then kind of looking outside and seeing, you know, who best to partner up with, or do I even want to partner up?
Thank you, Joe, for your time and insight. You can learn more about Joe and ASD Management at www.asdmanagement.com, or you can contact him directly at Joe Zaza, Z-A-S-A, at asdmanagement.com, or by calling 214-369-2996. And I also want to ask if you have any feedback on this program or requests for future podcast topics, you can certainly email me at rob@beckersasc.com. And please make sure to regularly visit Becker's ASC Review at www.beckersasc.com for the latest business, legal, and clinical news and guidance for ambulatory surgery centers. Joe, thank you again for joining us, and I want to certainly thank everyone who's taken the time to listen to this podcast.
Thank you, Robert. Very much enjoyed it.